Well, the only thing that I was so young, you know, the only thing registered in my mind was about him passing through and about him taking all that stuff and how they begged him not to burn the buildings and kill all the horses and everything they had, and pigs and everything, and made them cook, and that's about the only thing I remembered about it.
Did,
I remember her telling me about when my grandfather came home, said he was just as ragged as he could be and so dirty, you know, the southerners had been whipped, and said she saw him coming through the field and said that he was the most pitiful looking thing, and he didn't know whether they were living or not, you know.
Did they burn their houses too? They didn't have any place?
Well, they didn't burn the house they lived in. They just burnt all the feed stuff, and you know, all the outhouses that they had to take care of the horses. Of course, then there were no automobiles or horses, and they had to raise food for the stock on the farm, and they took care of all that. But they didn't bother the things that were in the house. I mean, so far as burning the house or taking anything, furniture, anything like that, they didn't have any use for that. But they were trying to destroy everything so the southern people would starve to death, those that were in the army. And that's why the South hates the North today. I guess. I don't hate them. I don't have any animosity towards them at all.
Could you tell me anything about your father's parents?
No, I'm sorry. I never heard my father discuss any of his people. I just knew his brothers and sister.
Uh-huh.
He had one sister and two brothers, but I never heard him talk about his mother and father. And that was always so strange to me. He never discussed them with us.
Well,
they were very poor people, I think, and they were not educated, and he didn't think it was of any importance, I reckon, to tell anything about them.
Yeah, I think at that time people tended to be embarrassed if their parents weren't educated, you know.
Well, I never have been. My father made a success in life.
But not now. I mean, your generation so affected by it,
If anybody came up like my father did this day and time, they starved to death. They wouldn't work, not like he did.
No, but...
Because he has told us about he plowed for other people during the day and would plow his farm at night, his cotton stuff at night. Now that's the way he got his start, but you know, people don't work like that now. You couldn't hire them to. So, but he was just that...
Well, thrifty. I meant that he didn't talk about his parents because maybe he felt they should have sent him to school or something and he felt bad about it.
But he was a remarkable person to have accumulated what he did and not being able to write, but he could figure up a bale of cotton a quarter, eighth, or sixteenth of a cent before you could do it with a pencil to save your soul.
So he could do it all in his head?
All in, he had to rely on his mind, you see, because he couldn't read and write.
Do you know if your family came from any other country before they came here, or Scotland?
I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't know.
If it isn't too hard for you to keep your hand away from your mouth while you're talking, because he's going to need to get exactly the way you say it, and if your hand's there, it changes it a little bit back and forth. How old is your husband alive?
No.
How old was he when he passed away?
He died in 51.
Oh, that's a long time ago. What religion was he?
He was a doctor. He was a medical doctor.
Uh-huh. And did he go to church with you?
Oh, yes, at times. He did for a while, as long as he could stay in church. But he got where people called him out so much, he felt like that he was disturbing people by getting up, coming out. And he finally just quit going to church.